Tom Swift and His Big Tunnel by Victor Appleton. Chapter 1. An Appeal for Aid. Tom Swift, seated in his laboratory engaged in trying to solve a puzzling question that had arisen over one of his inventions, was startled by a loud knock on the door. So emphatic, in fact, was the summons that the door trembled, and Tom started to his feet in some alarm. "Hello there," he cried. "Don't break the door, cuckoo." And then he laughed. "No one but my giant would knock like that," he said to himself. "He never does seem able to do things gently. But I wonder why he is knocking. I told him to get the engine out of the airship, and Eradicate said he'd be around to answer the telephone and the bell. I wonder if anything has happened." Tom shoved back his chair, pushed aside the mass of papers over which he had been puzzling, and strode to the door. Flinging it open, he confronted a veritable giant of a man, nearly 8 feet tall and big in proportion. The giant Koku, for that was his name, smiled in a good-natured way, reminding one of an overgrown boy. "Master hear my knock?" the giant asked cheerfully. "Hear you, Koku? Say, I couldn't hear anything else," exclaimed Tom. "Did you think you had to arouse the whole neighborhood just to let me know you were at the door? Jove, I thought you'd have it off the hinges." "If me break, me fix," said Koku, who from his appearance and from his imperfect command of English was evidently a foreigner. "Yes, I know you can fix lots of things, Koku," Tom went on, kindly enough. "But you mustn't forget what enormous strength you have. That's the reason I sent you to take the engine out of the airship. You can lift it without using the chain hoist, and I can't get the chain hoist fast unless I remove all the superstructure." "I don't want to do that." "Did you get the engine out?" "Not quite. Almost, master." "Then why are you here? Has anything gone wrong?" "No, everything all right, master. But man come to machine shop and say he must talk with you. I no let him come past the gate, but I say I come and call you." "That's right, Koku. Don't let any strangers pass the gate. But why didn't Eradicate come and call me? He isn't doing anything, is he? Unless, indeed, he has gone to feed his mule, Boomerang." "Eradicate, he come to call you, but that black man no good." And Koku chuckled so heartily that he shook the floor of the office. "What's the matter with Eradicate?" asked Tom, somewhat anxiously. "I hope you and he haven't had another row." Eradicate had served Tom and his father long before Koku, the giant, had been brought back from one of the young inventor's many strange trips, and ever since then there had been a jealous rivalry between the twain as to who should best serve Tom. "No trouble, master," said Koku. "Eradicate, he start to come and tell you strange man want to have talk, but Eradicate, he no come fast enough. So I pick him up and I set him down by gate to stand on guard, and I come to tell you. Koku come quick." "Oh, I knew it must be something like that," exclaimed Tom in some vexation. "Now I'll have Eradicate complaining to me that you mauled him, picked him up, and set him down again."
"Sure, one hand," boasted the giant. "Eradicate him not be heavy. More as a sack of flour now."
"No, poor Eradicate is getting pretty old and thin," commented Tom. "He can't move very quickly, but you should have let him come, Koku. It makes him feel badly when he thinks he can't be of service to me any more."
"Man say he in hurry," the giant spoke softly as though he felt the gentle rebuke Tom administered. "Koku run quick tell you, bang on door."
"Yes, you banged all right, Koku. Well, it can't be helped, I reckon. Where is this strange man? Who is he? Did you ever see him before?"
"Me no can tell, master, not sure. But him now be at the outer gate. Eradicate watch."
"All right, I'll go and see who it is. I don't want any strangers poking around here, especially with the plans of my new gyroscope lying in plain view." Before he left the laboratory, Tom swept into a desk drawer the mass of papers and blueprints and locked the receptacle. "No use taking any chances," he remarked. "I've had too much trouble with people trying to get inside information about Dad's and my patents. Now, Koku, I'll go and see this man."
The buildings composing the plant of Tom Swift and his father at Shopton were enclosed by a high board fence, and at one of the entrances was a sort of gatehouse where someone was always on guard. Only those who could give a good account of themselves, workmen in the plant, or those known to the sentinel were admitted. It happened that the colored man, Eradicate, was on guard at the gates this day when the